Well, what I would like to share is a passage that I have discovered published in the Biblical Authority, which is a compilation of excerpts from sermons throughout many years. And this particular excerpt was taken from a Reverend E. Paxton Hood. And it speaks of the ministry of the trumpet bearer. There's a passage in Numbers and another passage in Psalms that is referenced here, and I'll read both of them. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And in Psalms, Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." Brother Jonathan and I were discussing and sharing our thoughts together about his text that he had preached on yesterday. And some of the things that we had spoken of was the ministration of music. And he had briefly referenced the trumpet. But I wanted to go and look a little bit further into this ministry of the trumpet, as it was used in the Old Testament in the ministry of the tabernacle, but also as it pertains to us as well. The trumpet here can be likened unto the one bearing the gospel. The trumpet bore a joyful sound. It was used in battle time to call the troops, to bring everyone to arms, and it was a means of communication. When the commander made an order, the trumpet bearer bore the responsibility of carrying that message so that everyone in the assembly knew how to respond as one. So these are the thoughts of Brother E. Paxton Hood. The Jewish trumpet. The trumpet was the sacred, joyful sound in old Palestine, the silver trumpets blown by the priests of the sons of Aaron. The trumpet proclaimed the opening of the year. The trumpet proclaimed the commencement of the sabbatical year. The trumpet proclaimed the year of Jubilee. That was kept by the Israelites. The feast of the trumpets and the tone of the trumpet mingled with their most solemn feast and domestic scenes. Then rose the choral hymns of praise. The trump and timbrel answered keen, and Judah's daughters poured their lays, the priests and warriors' voice between. Conceive such an evening as this in that delightful land. It is the evening of the sixth day, our Friday. The sky is peaceful. It is the wilderness. Among those crags are the foes of Israel's race. There is the tabernacle. There is the cloud, about to yield to the fire. A star or two has already appeared, reverently waiting and expecting. The laborers are repining from their day's toil. The sun is setting and darkness approaching. Hark! Hark! This is the peal of the silver trumpet over the waste, and the tool is dropped. Instantly, all labor ceases, and it is more. It is the commencement of the sabbatical year. Yonder Philistines may put their own interpretation on this, saying, their Sabbath is begun. But we can say, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Amen. Now years have rolled along, but from that same history we can take another illustration. In yonder household there are varied feelings, and in yonder village there is a son who is bound in servitude. There is a father who has lost all his possessions. They have longed for this day, and it will repay many days of sorrow and grief. They have mourned over their bondage, their poverty. The son will toil again for his father. The father will receive back again his inheritance. Listen, it is the blast of the trumpet. It is the year of Jubilee, and they are free. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Our wonderful and glorious David found the significance of all this. He knew that it anticipated a time. he heard the sounds of the trumpet and their soft, sweet strains shrilling over the tabernacle, and their tones caught him up in the spirit and the power of prophecy. He looked forward to one who knew the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. You hear what mighty kings and mighty men have desired to hear and have not heard. For David did not know what we know. David himself did not know the joyful sound as we know it. It is said that Handel, when he heard the Hallelujah chorus, burst into tears and could scarcely be persuaded that those combinations of sound were even his own. Only inflated with a loftier breath and borne on the wings of a more glorious sound, he did not know the depths of grandeur and of melody in that joyful sound. Great is the blessedness to be a trumpet bearer. Great is the blessedness to ring the bell, to be the minister of the joyful sound. How unworthy I feel to be such, and how dreadful to perform merely in the master of some profession. When a man goes through the offices as a mere official, the pulpit is filled with the ghastly form of a skeleton, its cold and bony fingers bearing a burning lamp. Yes, a skeleton may bear a torch, but it cannot inflate the trumpet with the breath of life. Life is needed to rouse by the thrilling tone the pulsations of life in others. They make preachers of power who inflate the trumpet by their own experience. Again and again we have to remark it, that they are most successful, most honored in conversions. They give full proof of their ministry who speak from the knowledge of their own experience. The anecdote of the sailor has often been quoted, who, passing over one of our London bridges, saw a number of birds in a cage and asked their price and paid for them and set them all at liberty. And when, as they flew away, it seemed strange by some, he said, "I know what it is to be bound and to be free. I could not bear to see them in that cage." Can you interpret the bondage of the world by your recollection of your own bondage? Can you remember the morning of your freedom? Blessed are they that know the joyful sound. I was so blessed by those considerations and the knowledge of what we've been given in Christ, that those who have the opportunity to stand and to proclaim the gospel, you've been given a great office to stand in, to speak before the brethren, and to minister this life through your words. The Lord has given us so much and such a joyful existence in Him. I wanted to encourage everyone here and those who hear my voice through the live stream, take joy in the fact that you've been given a good message to proclaim.
Amen.
We don't speak through obligation or through our desire to be heard of men. We speak because we love the things that we've heard. We love our Lord.
Amen.
And it is a joyful, joyful thing to be able to speak these things and to see the effect of the life that's in us being given to others. The Lord, He desires to work through us and in us. And like the writer said, we often feel unworthy to take up this torch and to inflate the sound of the trumpet. But this is what we've been given. And if the Lord's given you something, He's given you the ability, and He sees in you that you are worthy to bear the message.
Amen.
Because of what Jesus has done. So I hope those things have been encouraging to you also.
Amen.